The Hillsborough Aviation Authority board members voted 3-1 against halting demolition of Continental Airlines' former reservation center. Lewis Miller, Airport and Aviation Authority Executive Director, contracted the demolition. But Steve Burton, a newcomer to the Aviation Board, says the board should have been fully informed on the issue. Burton also asked that the demolition be halted until a full analysis is given to the board.
That's why I just simply ask that we get an analysis from our counsel with regard to the law, because this issue has been raised, it's not going away, and it's been raised in our community. The second thing that I would like you to do, please, is to also put together the analysis that led to the decision, staff decision, your decision, Mr. Austin's decision, Mr. Mitchell's decision, if that can be put in writing, and then we can thoughtfully go through it.
The building became vacant when Continental's lease came up for renewal. The St. Petersburg Times reported yesterday that there was a 44% hike in Continental's rent, which could have contributed to them vacating the site. A disagreement began when Miller interrupted Burton and said Burton was uninformed on the issue.
We will consider that, but I need to correct a couple of things you said. We did not increase Continental Airlines rent.
Say you consider it. Please tell me what that means.
Because I want to go through a couple of things that you just said that aren't accurate. We did not increase Continental's rent. In fact, Continental Airlines, we gave them 4 years of not increasing the rent when the agreement said the rent was supposed to be increased. We gave them a 2-year abatement period, which was in that thing I sent you. We gave them another 2-year abatement period. For 4 years, we kept their rent down. We talked with Continental Airlines. The amount of the rent didn't have anything to do with their decision to leave the building.
On that document you gave me, it said you...
We had done an appraisal that said it could have gone up, Mr. Burton. No.
But according to Miller, a bad economy left few tenants looking to rent, and his staff determined that the building should be demolished because the costs of necessary improvements were more than the building's value. Burton says the documents Miller gave him on the issue clearly state the rent was being raised.
You were very emphatic in that document you gave me. And in the document it said, we told them the rent was going to go from $450 to $670. That's what I'm referring to.
We told them it could go from $460 because we had an appraisal, but we never got back to them on that. And I'll get this all clarified for you. But we gave them 4 years of relief in not increasing rent when the agreement said it should have been increased.
The Aviation Authority had required that all airport property demolitions be approved by the board. Gigi Richelle, the board's director of legal affairs, says that Miller was given the power to approve property demolitions in 2007 during a series of multiple demolitions in Drew Park. But a possible conflict of interest arose when board chair Al Austin was the only member consulted on Miller's decision. Austin also owns almost 400,000 square feet of property adjacent to the vacant site. Austin says he agreed on Miller's decision.
If you want to rent that to one single purpose user, that might work. But that's like looking for a grain of sand in the desert.
Board member Dr. Joseph Diaco says that this decision falls under Miller's job description and the board should accept his judgment.
You know, we're riding into a slippery slope here. Whether this was a wise decision or not is not the question here. And one thing I don't want this board, that I don't think we should get into, is micromanaging. I think his job evaluation depends on decisions like this.
But Burton says the issue is a lack of information.
What I'm looking at is not micromanaging the airport, but making sure that we're following the statutory dictates. And the disposition of a multi-million dollar parcel is something that I think is important for this board to at least know about. Because Dr. Diaco, the point is, we wouldn't have known about this to even evaluate his judgment on.
A contractor was hired for $79,000 to complete the demolition, and a new hangar has been proposed for the site. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, who serves on the board, voted against halting the demolition. She recommended that future demolitions require board approval.
If I could conclude here, I would say move forward with the demolition. Prepare a report, if you would, please, to make sure we understand fully all of your thought and analysis, because as Dr. Diaco said, it's going to be part of his and others' analysis of your thought process and how you come to conclusions administratively. And then I would support a move that in the future, we as a board approve all future demolition requests that come through us.
Was that a motion?
I'll make that a motion.
Burton was the only member who voted to halt the demolition. The motion will require Miller to provide a full analysis report on the site to the Aviation Authority. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Arielle Stevenson.